another 3 minutes of this stoppage time to go. 2.5 minutes of stoppage time. Chris is pointing at the clock, which is good timing. So 2.5 minutes of stoppage time to go here at Griffin Park, and it's still Brentford 0, Rovers 0. Brentford trying to get it into the box, but again Rovers clear the lines through Jones and then Coppinger, and Coppinger gets it clear all the way back to Moore, the keeper. Dean, the centre half of Brentford, is now playing as a fourth striker for them, although he's right out on the right wing, and it's the other centre half, O'Connor, who tries to find him with a long ball. He's up with Spur, wins it, gets it down into the box where Donaldson is. Appeal for a handball there against someone, we couldn't see who. Donaldson tries to work it in. Dean's there trying to hold it up, keeps up in the air. High boot and a challenge as appeals, and it's a penalty. Referee has given a penalty, but a high boot in the Rovers penalty area by McCombe, I think. It is a penalty to Brentford. 2 minutes of added time to go, if that.
A minute.
Just over a minute of added time, and the referee's pointed to the spot, and that is a penalty to Brentford. Spirit is on the floor, dumbfounded by it. Rovers ball was just bouncing around in the box for a long time there as people tried to hook it clear, get a toe under or something. In the end, someone's put a boot up there. We think it's McCombe. He's caught the Brentford man, he's gone down, and referee Michael Oliver's pointed to the spot for the penalty. By the letter of the law, it's exactly what it is, but it's a harsh one to face because there's all manner of legs and arms and everything bouncing around. Now we'll try and see this, what happens here. Debate over who's going to take it as Sullivan goes back to his line. The people around me, everyone in this stand is on their feet, including most of the press box as well. Hopefully you're able to see how it pans out. It's going to be Trotter who puts the ball down, and there's barely a minute to play once things get underway again. Everyone's standing, we can't quite see, I can't stand, so hopefully no one will. So it's a penalty to Brentford in the last minute of injury time here. Effectively, if Brentford score this, they will take the last promotion spot off Rovers. So it's Trotter who's getting ready to take it. I think Sullivan might have been booked there for God knows what as he gets back to his line. Still arguing over who's going to take this, Brentford. O'Connor's coming in to tell us, oh, Donaldson. Donaldson's sulking and looking to the sideline. Rossler's giving instructions. They're all arguing, but it's Trotter who's lining up to take it, and Sullivan stands on his line. So Trotter puts it down to take it left footed. Drives up to hit it. Does so. It's off the ball. Yes! Taken away. He's missed it. He's missed the penalty. It's away. They've cleared it. They can't get it back in the box. They're trying to dribble it forward, and Rovers have cleared their lines. Trotter's penalty is wasted, and now Pater's away. He's crossing halfway. He's got Akers to run into. He's all alone. Tries to Coppinger. Coppinger will slot it home. Yeah! And he does so. Coppinger's turned it into the empty net. It's promotion to Doncaster Rovers. Can you believe what has happened in this last minute here? A wasted penalty from Trotter. It's off the bar. Rovers have broken clear through Painter, and Coppinger just turned it away, and it is absolute bedlam to our left here at Brentford. The Rovers players are in amongst the fans at that end. Brentford are up to a man on the floor. Full-time whistle hasn't sounded yet. Full-time whistle has not sounded yet. But and everyone is on the floor. Sullivan's on halfway celebrating. There's a flare being let off in the Rovers end, and I still don't think we've had full-time.
No, I'm also going to get Chris to check what Bournemouth are doing and see if we may potentially be champions. And I'll just let you have a minute if you want, and then I'll take over for you. Yeah. But Doncaster Rovers have gone from the agony of a penalty to ecstasy of, well, promotion, unless Brentford scored two in about 20 seconds.
I cannot believe what we've just witnessed in this last minute. Trotter's tried to rattle the penalty home.
Wow.
It's come back off the bar. Every single part of my body is numb as I try and get my breath back. It's everyone around us has done fired except for this one line of the, one and a half lines of the press box that have just gone absolutely mental here. But it's no matter to how mental everyone's going down there. Painter's just trying to get his shirt back from the fans.
Coppinger's
gone in the book for his shirt. Painter's just wrestled Coppinger's shirt back from his supporter to put it back on him, because the full-time whistle hasn't gone yet. There's absolute crazy scenes away to our left as Rovers fans are on their feet bouncing around. Rovers just trotting back into their own half. Is it 0-0 finished at Bournemouth?
Finished.
Bournemouth and Tranmere's finished 0-0. So if the whistle sounds in a second or two
Rovers
with nothing on, Rovers, having come here on the back foot, Rovers look like they might have actually taken the League One title. What an incredible finish to this game. We're waiting for Michael Oliver to blow his whistle, but everyone, he does blow his whistle. Brentford right forward. There's still about 30 seconds to play here, if they count, or 20 seconds. He hasn't. The final whistle goes, and that's it. Doncaster Rovers, in the most dramatic circumstances, have wrapped up promotion to the Championship. The referees run from the field. The police were on. There's no reason for them. The supporters aren't going anywhere. And Rovers are celebrating. Sullivan celebrating towards Chris Donald in the press box. He's disappearing because he's got a job to do down there. He goes on, but Rovers will celebrate, and they'll celebrate loudly at this end. Brentford players, two of them, are dejected out on that field. They're on their knees, they're on the sat down on their backsides, head in hands. Brentford with the goal gaping for them, promotion gaping for them. All Trotter had to do was took away a penalty with 30 seconds left to do so. He's gone for power, he's rattled it on the bar. Rovers have stuffed it clear, and then they've broken. Pater from halfway has carried it forward. Coppinger's got there with him, caught on the end of it and tucked it home into the empty net and just ran into the Rovers fans behind that goal. My voice is going, so apologies for that. But what an incredible end to a game here. And as far as we're aware from the scores elsewhere, that goal has not only wrapped up promotion for Doncaster Rovers, it's wrapped up the League One title for Doncaster Rovers.